Eric Nottestad is the vice president for Citizens First Bank in Viola. He says smaller banks are struggling to keep up with new regulations largely intended for Wall Street banks and other major institutions. Nottestad says pressure like that could eventually hurt local customers needing loans.
A lot of the compliance stuff that has to do with the consumer and residential stuff is going to force some of the smaller banks in our area just to leave the area. You know, it's going to limit what's available. And it could have an effect, for example, in my area, how many people are there going to be left in our area to do lending to farmers and small businesses?
One bank official says small community banks are not to blame for the recession, but they're burdened with new regulations anyway. Brad Sturm is the president of Cooley Bank in West Salem. He says this can all affect how he advertises.
Very soon, I probably won't buy any more advertising on a billboard with my picture, because since I make loans, I'll have to have a number that I'll have to have under my picture on the billboard, along with any other advertising we do for any of my loan officers.
Several local lenders testified in La Crosse during a hearing with the Senate Committee on Financial Institutions and Rural Issues. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.